Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
What non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad.
Gerald Dogari, 1897 to 1984, a distinguished soldier and diplomat, says the following about Imam Ali in his book, Rulers of Mecca, page 49. He had been wise in counsel and brave in battle, true to his friends and magnanimous to his foes. He was to be forever the paragon of Muslim nobility and chivalry.
Ali imam manasto manam gulam Ali Ali imam manasto manam gulam Ali Madar jaan girami fidae naam Ali
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, Ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, when we talk about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, we find that this is a persona and an individual and a human being who has been able to transcend time and age. So, for example, we find that in all times of history up until the present day, where over 1,000 years have passed, the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is truly something that should be followed, that must be followed. And if we are to correctly follow the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, we will find that the world will become a much better and more beautiful place to live in. It is the different qualities of Imam Ali alayhi salam we find that are necessary in the present day and age, whether it is social justice, whether it is economic and financial justice, whether it is the taking care of the oppressed and the poor and the downtrodden and the needy, or whether it is to keep in check the different arrogant powers and individuals who take advantage of the oppressed and the weak, or whether it is to keep in check those who amass the wealth to an extent where they can never even use that amount of wealth. All these kind of different points and these kind of different aspects of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that are very applicable in today's age and time. And so we wonder is, well, why should we consider the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam to be so important and so integral? Well, this is where the traditions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come into play as regards to how the Holy Prophet described Imam Ali and how the Holy Prophet showed the people the different characters, qualities, and moral virtues and status of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so on the day of Khaybar, we find that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "I will give the banner of Islam to a man who loves Allah and His Messenger, and Allah and His Messenger love him as well. He is a champion who has never turned his back on war, and he kills the ill-fated enemies of Islam with his sword." And so this, dear friends, is just one of the traditions and one of the historical instances that shows us and proves to us the status of Imam Ali alayhi salam and why his universal persona should be followed. For example, the first thing, Imam Ali loved Allah and His Messenger, and likewise Allah and His Messenger loved him as well. We do not find that the Messenger of Allah has said this about anybody else. And here he's saying that Allah loves him. That's a big thing to say, and that he is a champion who has never turned his back on war, and it is his sword that has killed the enemies of Islam. So we can easily say that if it weren't for the defense of Imam Ali, if it weren't for this persona that inculcated courage and bravery on the battlefield and off the battlefield, if it wasn't for his persona, we would not have something by the name of Islam in the present day. And so it is thanks to the universal persona of Imam Ali that we must follow in the present day if we want to save this world that is going to help us to succeed. And so another profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seek redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
So whenever we hear the fadail of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we must always put the Prophet as not included amongst the people being talked about. This is an automatic rule that we were taught when we were studying. They never include the Prophet in this. When the Imam Ali alayhi salam says, I'm the best at this, except for the Prophet, because he is a servant of the Prophet. So this is an important rule to understand. Now, we come back to the same thing, and I always, as one who prepares lectures, comes up, I face the same difficulties, and that is, how do we begin to describe this great personality or talk about him? And I want to look at it for his life from his power of attraction and his power of repulsion. Yeah? What I mean by that? I mean that Imam Ali alayhi salam has that characteristic where he has the power to attract people towards him, and at the same time, he has the power to repel people away from him. Yes? That means he has this ability to make people love him and hate him at the same time. This is an art, my brothers and sisters. How you can be loved so much and how you can be hated so much. Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us how to do this. And when we look at history, there is no other personality like Imam Ali alayhi salam who is loved as much and hated as much by people. Since the beginning, there were those who would give their lives for Ali ibn Abi Talib, while there were those who couldn't wait to kill Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that carries on till today. There are people like us that when the name of Ali is said, our hearts begin to beat faster. And there are people who the name of Ali is mentioned, they can't wait to curse Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is till today.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.